Fitter. Happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning. Welcome to our weekly look into all things your health. This morning, we're looking into sexual health. We do many things to look after our health. We try to eat the right foods, limit the wrong ones, and strive for regular exercise. But protecting our sexual health is just as important to our overall health and well-being as our daily fruit and veg. Healthy Sexual is the new campaign to raise awareness about sexual health and how we can prevent, test, treat, and talk to protect our sexual well-being. Launched by WA Health, this Healthy Sexual message is one for all Western Australians to look after and enable our sexual health and well-being. Joining us today to discuss the Department of Health's new campaign on sexual health is Sherelle Tolo. Good morning, Sherelle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to discuss the new sexual health campaign. First of all, can you explain the concept behind the new campaign?
Sure. As a society, I think sexual health is still somewhat of a topic of taboo, and sexual health campaigns have historically been quite dark and fear-based, and this has only proven to increase stigma and prevent people from getting health checks. So the Healthy Sexual campaign is about looking at our sexual health as part of our general health and well-being. And being a healthy sexual is about having safe, consensual, pleasurable sexual experiences in respectful relationships. So the campaign aims to use a positive, inclusive and diverse approach that promotes open conversations and regular testing so that all West Australians are empowered to make informed choices to protect themselves and their partners.
Of course, and it's something, if you are sexually active, everybody should be thinking about their sexual health and being actively aware of what can happen. What are some other reasons the campaign is targeting all West Australians?
Well, STIs are very, very common, and most people who are sexually active will come into contact with an STI in their lifetime. STIs don't discriminate. They can affect anyone who's ever had sex of any age, location, gender, and sexual identity. So we use epidemiology to inform our campaign development. And in Western Australia, we're seeing notifications in a range of these demographics now. Infectious syphilis is a prime example of this. In 2020, notifications were almost double previous five-year average. And the notifications that we were previously seeing in regional and remote areas, we're now seeing concerning rates in the metro area as well. And of a major concern are cases of syphilis in pregnancy, because syphilis can cause serious harm or death to a baby. So the epi shows that we've got many populations at risk, so we need a more diverse campaign.
Absolutely. It sounds like there are definitely serious concerns and almost increasing concerns in our West Australian state. Why is it so important that perhaps step one is talking about our sexual health?
Yeah, talking is incredibly important. And I think what we need to remember is that sexual health is not just about sex. It's about knowing our bodies, puberty, respectful relationships. It's about values and consent and safety and informed decision making. And all of these conversations really need to be started right from childhood. And when you're talking specifically about sex, that's really important to talk about, because it's about protecting you and your sexual partners from STIs, unintended pregnancies, and it just helps make sex safer and more pleasurable.
Okay, so there's definitely never a lack of topics when we're talking about sexual conversations. How can we get this conversation started, and what do we need to be talking about?
Well, firstly, conversations with sexual partners are best started with your clothes on before sex starts, and it really needs to be in a place where both you and your partner feel safe and comfortable. It's really important to keep the conversations respectful and non-judgmental. And the things you want to be talking about, number one, really is consent. That's vital. You need to be talking about what you and your partner are comfortable with, setting boundaries, talking about what you like and what you don't like. You need to be talking about safer sex practices, so what kinds of sex you might be having, the potential risks involved, and what protection you're going to use, like condoms and dams. And if you're trying to prevent a pregnancy, it's really important to remember that condoms are the only form of contraception that prevent STIs as well. And then, of course, there's STI testing. So you want to be talking about when your last sexual health check was, if you've had an STI and if it's been treated. And if you're talking about having an exclusive relationship without using condoms and dams, you need to be talking to your partner about getting tested before you do that. You also really need to be comfortable talking to health professionals about these topics too. So finding a doctor or a sexual health clinic that you're comfortable with is really important. And we've got a great feature on our website called Find a Service, which can help you find a service that's right for you. And that's on our new website.
So there's plenty of on offer to get you having this discussion, whoever, wherever you might be around the state. One of the key messages in the new campaign is about getting regularly tested. Why is it so important, and how might we get tested?
Yeah, STIs are very common and very easily spread. And most people think that they'll be able to tell if they or their partners have got an STI, but actually most people don't show any symptoms at all. And if left untreated, STIs can cause serious long-term health issues. So the only way to be sure is to get regular STI testing. And it's quite simple. It usually includes a urine sample, maybe some swabs and a blood sample. And your health professional will ask you some questions about what kinds of sex you're having so that they can give you the appropriate tests. And you can get these tests done at a doctor or a sexual health clinic. And we've also got our online testing feature on our healthysexual.com.au website. And the thing to remember is that all STIs can be treated and managed, and the earlier you know about them, the easier they are to treat.
Okay, so plenty of opportunities and services available. I find it interesting, the title of the campaign, Healthy Sexual. How might this relate to promoting or progressing your sexual health if you already have an STI?
Yeah, well, being a healthy sexual, it's like all areas of health and well-being. It's about getting the healthcare and the treatment that you need. So it's being a healthy sexual means getting tested and getting treated and letting your partners know that if you had a positive STI result so that they can get tested and treated as well.
Absolutely. And once again, all starting from that conversation, having the conversation around your sexual health to promote the person to progress and advance their sexual health. We've heard some great information this morning all about how we can protect ourselves, the wider community, and the whole state as a whole of Western Australia, looking after our sexual health. To sum it all up, what is a healthy sexual?
A healthy sexual is someone who talks about their sexual health with their partners and health professionals. They always use condoms and dams with casual and regular partners, and they get tested regularly for STIs and treated if they need to. And if anybody wants to talk to someone about their sexual health confidentially and anonymously, we've got the Sexual Health Helpline, and people in the metro area can call 9227 6178, and country callers can call 1-800-198-205. And of course, we've got our great new website with lots of resources to help with these conversations, and that's healthysexual.com.au.
Beautiful. Lots of services once again to get you on your healthy sexual way. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning, Cherelle.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
And best of luck with the campaign moving forward.
Thanks very much.
You're on the record.
On the record.
On the record.
On RTR FM 92.1.
Just there, Cherelle Tullow, the Senior Policy Officer in Communicable Disease Control at the Department of Health, talking all about their newest and latest sexual health campaign called The Healthy Sexual. In that conversation just there, over the last 15 minutes or so, maybe the last 10 minutes, we discussed how to have that intro conversation on your sexual life and well-being, how to promote it with a partner, and what you should be doing to protect yourself from STIs, and where you should be going if you might have one, or if you're looking to get tested. Also, if you missed the conversation or any of it and you'd like to listen to it again, you can head to rtrfm.com.au, head to shows, click on the record. That's the show you're listening to right now. Click over to Thursday, you'll see My Big Head, and click down to about 10:30, where you can listen to this whole conversation.